something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Be Filled with the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
I can do all things by his resurrection power. I can do. Glory to God. See, I'm talking to me. That's not a worship to God. That's not a praise to God. So that's not a sacrifice of praise to God. To speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. This is my season. When you sing that song, this is my season. You're talking to you. That's what he said. And you know, when you sing such songs, you're stirred in your spirit. You're stirred. That's different from the guy who said, oh God, I help in ages past, I hope for years to come. That guy is suffering. Oh God, I help in ages past, I hope for years to come. Says nothing about today. Hallelujah. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Did you see that? And say you're making melody to anybody else. They may not like what you're singing. They say, what's all that? Say, I'm making a melody in my heart to the Lord. So what are you doing? I'm singing and making melody in my heart to the Lord. They say, we don't like it. It's not for you. It's not for you. Every now and then. Doesn't even sound like tongues. You understand what I'm talking about? It says making melody. Didn't say anything about the words. This is the way to be filled with the Spirit. That's what he's talking about. Instead of carrying a long fist every now and then, you want everybody to know something's gone wrong. So you're looking for a way to open the conversation. So someone should ask you, what's the problem? Aren't you tired of that kind of life? Every time you show up, there's something wrong. And everybody else is happy around you. You want them to know there's something you don't find funny that has happened. You don't need that. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord. There's just some people who don't like to be happy every day. I don't know what's wrong with them. They don't want to be happy every day. They like it sometimes up and sometimes down.
How often should we be filled with the Spirit? All the time. Yeah, somebody says, yeah, if everything is all right, I'll be filled with the Spirit. But when things go wrong, you ought to be filled with the Spirit when things go right and when things go wrong. Because your life is not dependent on circumstances. Are you hearing me? You're a man of the Spirit. You're a woman of the Spirit. You don't belong here. Doesn't matter what's happening around you. You are above them. Say, I'm above only. Say it again, I'm above only. Hallelujah. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And it says singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God in the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Giving thanks always. Giving thanks always. Giving thanks always. Ha ha ha. Hallelujah. Giving thanks always. You want your life to be a life full of thanksgiving? Yeah. Giving thanks always. I said, my hope, my praying, 90% of my praying, more than 90%, is full of thanksgiving. I'm always thanking God that, you know, that's what comes out of me. Thank you, Lord. So much to thank Him for. Because you have your focus on what He's already done. Listen, what Christ has done for us has put us over. He's not trying to put us over. He's already put us over. That's why I never need a breakthrough. He's already done it. What in the world could we ask for? Even this thing that we're reading here, where it says to us, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. I told you, if you have a good King James Marginal Reference Bible, you'd find is this being filled, being filled. Because the connotation here is a continuous experience. Be being filled with the Spirit. That's what it's talking about. And God, this is great. This is great. Look what is made of us. Champions forever. So the only problem you can have is if you don't know your identity. Once you find out about this stuff, you're changed. You're changed. You just know you will never fail again. You will never be a failure in life. You just know. Hallelujah. You just know. Glory to God. You just know. You've been made a victor for all time. You just know. See, you get it from the Word of God in your spirit. Let me show you something. Ephesians chapter number 3. Now, these are some of those things we call shouting scriptures. Hello? Shouting scriptures. But you know, there are those who have their attention on the things of this life. And because of that, they're unable to see the direction of the Spirit. They're unable to understand the Word of God. So the Word becomes like a mystery to them. A mystery. You're a child of God. It shouldn't be a mystery to you. Understand it by the Holy Ghost. Let's read this. You'd like this one. Ephesians chapter number 3, and I'm reading to you from verse 14. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you. Listen, this is Paul the apostle praying for the Ephesian brethren. I want you to listen to the content of his prayer. Here's a man praying for others. And he's praying by the Spirit for them, which means this is the will of God. The content of this prayer is the will of God. And he prays it for this church at Ephesus. What does Paul think he is? You'd know. Just watch. 14 again, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened, invigorated with might. That might is from dunamis. It means miracle working ability. Strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. He prays to God for them that they be invigorated with the dynamic ability to cause changes. That this power would work within them. You know what this means? All weakness is gone. All failure is gone. If God were to answer this prayer, it means he's made you a victor for all time. Oh, boy, did he answer. That he would grant you, verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/go loud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
This is the continuation of the message, Be Filled with the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Listen, you know, we say we want to pray and we want to write down our prayer requests. And what are we writing? Prayer request number one, that's I need a house. Crazy things. Prayer request number two, I need some money for my uncle's children's whatever. Number three, I need promotion in my job. Number four, all these crazy things. I want to pass my professional exam. Number 6. Can you imagine? These are the things we are writing. And then we start struggling with God. If you don't answer this, oh God. Hey, before the end of this year, oh God. We haven't started. Listen. All of these things that you're asking for, you don't need to ask for. If you were to know these verses I'm reading to you now. Listen very well. Listen. The first one here, prayer request number 1. He didn't say, oh God, please, those of them that don't have jobs, give them jobs. Those of them that are in need of money, give them money. Those of them that are, he didn't pray that. He said, prayer request number 1, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might, with miracle-working ability by the Holy Ghost in your inner man. That's number 1. Number 2, that Christ may settle in your hearts by faith. That ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to ginosko, the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, gnosis, scientific knowledge, that ye might be, oh God, it's there. And to know the love of Christ. The word is ginosko. It means revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge. It means to supernaturally know. Because you cannot scientifically know the love of Christ. So he says that you might know the love of Christ, which surpasses scientific knowledge. That's gnosis. Ordinary understanding. Ordinary knowledge. Knowledge by study. By observation. That ye, that's the latter part of that, that ye might be filled with the fullness, pleroma, fullness of God, that ye might be filled with the fullness of God. What God? You're not going to be filled with the fullness of the Father, with the fullness of Jesus. That's not what he's saying. It's the Spirit. Because the Father is in heaven. Jesus is in heaven. It's the Holy Spirit that brings the fullness of the Godhead to us. Because Jesus is embodied. Or rather, he is the embodiment of the fullness of God. But he's in heaven. Now, that fullness, with which he is filled, is brought to us by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. He is the conveyor of the presence of God. He is the conveyor of all heavenly things. And he's the one in fellowship with us in the earth. Jesus is not here. He is in heaven. And the only way Jesus is here is through the Holy Ghost. Jesus ministers to you today through the Holy Ghost. The Father ministers to you today through the Holy Ghost. And to be filled with the fullness of God means that you be filled with the Spirit. The Spirit brings to your life all the fullness of deity. You are loaded with all the heavenly blessings. Hallelujah. Think about it. that he might be filled with all the fullness of God. All the fullness of God? I told you that the Greek word is pleroma. It means the maximum load. With all the content in completeness. That is to say, everything that should be on board is on board in its full measure. That's the Greek word used. That he might be filled with the maximum load of God. Now, let's look at Jesus for a moment. St. John's Gospel, chapter 3. I want you to go there. There's a statement made about Jesus. And some people think that that's for Jesus and it's not for us. But all these scriptures show it belongs to us. Let's go there. St. John, chapter 3. Have you found it? Read verse 34. One, two, go. Again. He says, the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Okay, that's Jesus, yes, because in the context he was talking about Jesus, yes. But Jesus said, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. If he sent us the way the Father sent him, why would we have any less of the Spirit than he did? He also sent us to speak the words of God. So, God hasn't given us the Spirit by measure. Don't you understand? After all, he, that he might be filled with all the fullness of God. All the fullness of God. The fullness of God. Well, I taught on a long series, maybe a year or two ago. On the fullness of God. If you haven't listened to those tapes, better get them. Listen to them again and again and again and again. The fullness of God. That's the title. It'll change you. It'll build your faith strong. See, being filled with the Spirit of God, as we're talking about here, I said, is the key to an unending, victorious, and extraordinary life. It's the key. And you should be filled with the Spirit every day. Every day. He told us how. He told us how. Let's look at something. Book of Jude. One time we were talking about this. Jude, in verse, it's only one chapter, verse number 20. Oh, glory to God. You know, you study these things, and you study the Word of God, it'll minister to your spirit. It'll build you according to what it talks about. Look at this, verse 20. But ye, beloved, Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. How many of you ever experienced high points of faith at certain times of your life? You knew your faith was really high and you could do something. And then some other times, you know, faith was not quite high. It went down. How many of you? There were times you experienced great faith. Now, I'm not talking about the gift of faith in operation. I'm talking about the faith that you have built through the Word of God, through your knowledge of God, not a gift of faith that you had no control over. You get what I mean? All right. So how many of you experienced that great faith? Great. Some of the times it was like, oh man, how am I going to get this done? You know? He doesn't want us to ever go lower than our highest point of faith. Here's what he's talking about. He wants your highest faith to become your benchmark. Now, from where you spring to the next level, he don't want you to go down. How? Look at it here. That's what we just read. He said, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Your most holy faith, it means your most sanctified faith. In other words, that faith that you expressed that was not mixed at all with unbelief in any way. The highest faith that you ever had, that was your most holy faith.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.